Chapter 28. Lysander. War Engine.
Sniper bullets hissed down at me from the bulwark that bars our path to Sector 8. Demetrius, Marcus, Kyber, and Drusilla return fire and follow me as I duck away from the assault to take cover behind the freshly arrived tank Roan's using as his forward command post. An Ant-Man has finally managed to get in touch with Horatia. My guards chug down water and wait for the Ant-Man, a green, bristling with antennas, to hook his umbilical into the port in my helmet. Roan nods to me from inside the tank. I nod back. We're doing well. From the opposite side of Sector 1, Horatia's face appears in my helmet, washed with static.
Horatia, report.
I can barely speak, my mouth is so dry.
We're taking heavy casualties, but we're almost through the bulwark to Sector 2.
Well done, Horatia.
I swat away the medicus attempting to examine the three holes Virginia's line guard put in my thigh, cuirass, and shoulder. The suit has filled the wounds with clots of res flesh inside, while liquid armor has coagulated to plug the holes in the armor itself. Marcus kicks the pushy medicus in the ass.
The suit's got him! Be gone!
A ragged cheer goes up as a column of starshell reinforcements bound for the bulwark clump past at a jog. Ajax runs with them, accompanied by a dozen gold new men. He lifts his razor to me as he passes. I salute back. He wanted one last crack at the bulwark's stubborn defenders.
On a day he can't seem to fail, who was I to say no?
Blocks of Praetorians and my house legions queue down the tunnel waiting for the bulwark to fall. We're ahead of schedule, but we need to keep up the pace.
Apollonius will be driving like a dagger to the hollows by now,
I tell Horatia.
He's relying on us to suck up their reinforcements. Once you get through, keep pushing. Do not stop. Do not slow. Press to the bone. We're taking heavy casualties too, but if we keep up the pressure, Apollonius will punch through the hollows. He does that, the sectors will fall in a cascade.
Diomedes is still on pace.
On pace? He's setting it. If we had 10 like him, we'd already be dining in Aegea.
I exaggerate, but not by much. The Rim Knight is the consummate professional. He joined my attack as he promised he would, and targeted no glorious prize like the Julii Complex or the dockyards themselves. Instead, he went after a water cistern and flooded a reactor to shut down all the power to an entire bastion. Then he took on the credo of the day, speed, initiative, shock, and went back onto the surface of the moon and skipped ahead with his phalanx to cause more chaos behind the enemy's lines in Sector 6. He is unsupported and will die if I do not reach him, but that was his idea, and not once has he bothered to check how far out I am. I said I would meet him in Sector 6 at a set time, and he trusts that I will.
We push on at this rate. I'll unite with Diomedes in just over an hour.
Horatia wishes me luck and signs off. I pop my helmet and Marcus tosses me the tank's water hose. I chug and see my Praetorians also bear wounds. The Lion Guard were tough bastards. Still, we smashed through them to take down their shield reactor to Sector 1. With Ajax, Kyber, Roan, and his old guard, my double-strength sentry is more talent than I've ever seen in so small a unit. I do my part, but I'm no Achilles. That's not my role. There's a roar from my Praetorians and House Legions. I peer past the tank. Ajax has vaulted up the debris spill from the breach and hacked down the last Republic starshells blocking it. He jumps to the side, and our starshells pour through the bulwark into Sector 7. Chanting my war cry, the legions follow at a run.
Ajax salutes the Praetorian below, who gave him fire support.
Shit, Marcus curses, enamored with Ajax's performance.
Right, Demetrius says. War engine. He's a prick, but... Shit! Just needed the proper vehicle around him, Swat.
The medicus is watching Ajax too, likely ready to pester him as well. Only Kyber isn't watching Ajax. She leans against the tank, her jaguar eyes slits.
Marcus turns on me. Dominus, if he doesn't kill you, can we keep him?
I think that can be arranged, I say, and watch Ajax fly back. He lands with a bang.
Water?
Drusilla asks. Ajax seizes the hose and drinks for half a minute. He spits when he's done.
And they said this place would be a second rat war.
He points at my guards.
You four.
They wait for an insult.
That fire support. You deserve statues.
13, is all Drusilla, Demetrius and Marcus say, but it sounds more like obviously.
A night like Ajax only really comes unlocked when he can close. That takes a good fire team.
Your mother taught us, Dominus, Marcus adds.
It is shockingly charitable, but not as much as when he says,
you're the best closer we've seen.
Since her?
Ajax asks, annoyed.
Period.
Ever? Ajax goes blank, nods and turns to me, deeply touched. He doesn't know what to do with that compliment. The medicus comes to pester Ajax.
Kyber raises her rifle and shoots the medicus in the head.
We're all stunned. Kyber approaches the medicus and opens his hand to reveal a trigger mechanism.
Suicide bomber.
He was waiting for Ajax to blow.
How'd you know?
I whisper, still a little stunned.
Didn't.
Gut,
she says. Ajax is even a little irked by her.
I owe you my life.
13.
She nods to me, meaning Ajax owes me the debt because she is Legio 13 Dracones, and Legio 13 Dracones is an extension of me. She glances at the other three Praetorians with a strange expression on her face.
Let's get back to it, I say.
A moment later, Roan exits the tank. I enter. He doesn't look happy.
We've got a problem.
He shares a feed from our landfall on the moon's surface. A ragged enemy dreadnought is exchanging fire with our ships and escaping back toward the safety of Sector 3.
That's the Pandemonia.
Ajax senses the tension and fills the tank entrance behind me.
I thought Julia was tied up on the pole.
She was. She just punched through and dropped her own rein. Here.
His finger falls between Horatia's force and Bastion 1. How many did she drop? I ask.
As many as they could in a minute. 20,000? More?
I frown. That woman is mad, but brave, I'll give her that. Still, I don't see a problem. This is why we have Cicero in reserve. Send him from Bastion 1 to cut her off.
Cicero isn't in Bastion 1, Roan says. Neither is his vanguard.
I look back at Ajax. He's dumbfounded. I'm already hailing Cicero with the tank's powerful antennae. His face soon fills the display.
He's flying. He shouldn't be. Cicero, where are you? Can't talk. We're hot on Augustus's tail. She's on the run through the latrine lines.
I pause. Apollonius was to have Virginia. That was his price for giving my operation his public support.
Cicero, how many men do you have with you? My vanguard, of course.
He goes on.
I know your wrath, but I'll not have a Martian taking the glory. This day was made possible by Mercury. Her people and her honour should not play second fiddle to a vainglorious madman like the Minotaur.
I close my eyes, too angry to speak, and listen to my troops pouring past into Sector 7. Just a moment ago it was the sound of victory. How things change in the blink of an eye.
He's ruined us, Ajax says. The greedy little bastard!
I can yell later, but I can only fix it now.
Cicero, patch in Apollonius.
Reluctant, he obeys. Apollonius is furious. He should be. Cicero is butting in on his operation. I silence their comms.
Goodman, we can lay blame later. You both need to quit the pursuit and turn around now. Julii is on her way down. She is behind our lines. We believe she has Pegasus Legion and is headed for you.
Apollonius is already barking orders to turn around. Cicero still doesn't understand the danger.
Cicero, you are probably flying into a counterattack coming up from the hollows. They will slow you, and then you will be hit from behind by Victor and the only troops of the Free Legions not killed on your planet, the best troops. If you turn around, you may be able to slip past them. If you do not, you and all your men will be dead in 30 minutes.
If he's lucky, Roan murmurs.
Cicero laughs, but his voice sounds very small.
Those can't really be my choices.
I suggest following Apollonius' orders. I will try to send help. Good luck. Roan and Ajax let me think. Roan, recall the men. Tell Horatia and Diomedes to do the same. We're overextended. He nods.
You said if we didn't take Phobos in a day, we wouldn't take it in a year, Ajax says.
I nod.
She's behind our lines. Say Julii doesn't go for them. Say she goes for Horatia, or us, or Diomedes. We'll be lucky to not die on this moon, much less conquer it.
What if I cut the head off the snake? Ajax says.
I stare at my friend. He is in his power, confident, competent, and the last man Victor should want seeking her head. There's no vainglory in his eye, no hubris. He is here for me as I was there for him when the storm raged in the Ledon. Hope flickers. I glance at Roan.
If he took golds only, he could get there, I say. He'd have to travel fast, Roan says. Speed, initiative, shock, you said.
Ajax steps toward me.
You did not spend Glerastes, your ship and your men for a second rat war. We are not just fighting the Republic, Lysander. If Adelantia comes...
He looks afraid. This is our only shot.
I will go too, then, I say. He grins. We have always had different skills, you and I. This is what I do. Press the attack. Take the moon. I will guard your back.
Gratitude swells in my heart. We bump heads and waste no more time.
He rushes out. Roan watches him go. Octavia would have sent Arja, he says, approving. And he is better.
That is little consolation. Victory balances on the edge of Ajax's razor.
Tell Apollonius and Cicero to expect him. Let Horatia and Diomedes know what's happening.
I raise my helmet and head out with my Praetorians to press the attack into Sector 7.
A roar from my house infantry signals Ajax's departure down the cargo tunnel. 50 gold knights trail after him.